Well, great to be here today to be talking with you guys about some work that have been doing with Jiawei Li, Julie Shirk, Ann Spafford, and many of you in the room to look at some of the economic impacts of home food production, looking at the non-commercial food production. You know, we talk about how are we going to feed the world? You know, we're going to have to tremendously improve our commercial production, but we haven't been able to step up to the table and say what's the value of producing food at home and in the community gardens and school gardens, and I think that hopefully this project will help us do that. So what this Harvest Calculator is a citizen science kind of project where individuals will supply information that will help us get a better sense of the volume and the value of food that's grown in non-commercial settings, so in school gardens, community gardens, and home gardens. We'll have that data available to evaluate what's the economic impact of home food production. And also, it's going to gather information about the influence of Extension Master Gardener volunteers as well as Extension as a whole. So this is an example of what the home page would look like. The individual comes to the page and they say, you know, what's their state, what's their county, are they reporting for a home garden, or are they reporting for a school or community garden? They answer whether or not an Extension Master Gardener influenced the work that they're doing by providing information or training, or whether Extension outside of the Master Gardener program had an impact on their growing. And then they're asked to provide some specific information. So they're asked to provide the square feet that they're growing of vegetables, so how big is their vegetable garden, their fruit ground cover, so strawberries, cranberries, whatever those things might be, doing square feet, square foot of fruit bushes, fruit vines, and then the number of nut trees, citrus trees, and other types of fruit trees. And these categories are based on the way that USDA collects information so that we can gather and use that and compare those together. So then we also ask them to rate what's the yield. So on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, how big was your harvest compared to, and then the same thing with crop quality, so that we moderate their reporting based on how successful they are and not assume that everybody's doing top production every year. So when they submit that information, then they get information back from us. So they can get our estimate of how many pounds of produce they would have produced, how many calories they would have grown and made available, and then also the dollar value of that produce that they can talk about. So hugely valuable information to school gardens and community gardens, and way fun for me as a gardener to be able to tell my husband this as we're looking. So then we'd also be able to aggregate this individual information into estimated, you know, so their individual here, their county average here, so you can compare that, compare it to the state average and the national average. You know, you can look at the graphic ways to present that information. What we'd like to do is allow them to upload photographs to make it fun for them to share this information via social media and hopefully inspire all their friends to add their information and give us a much wider base of data. So this is how we're doing this calculation. We're saying, you know, you give us the square foot or the number of plants that you have. Then we're going to modify that or moderate that by your crop yield and the crop quality. We're going to multiply it times the average yield from USDA and the dollars per pound average from USDA, and that'll give us our average value. So here's a chart looking at the berries, just a quick overview. So you'd say, you know, what's the yield per acre, you know, yield per pounds per square foot, the dollars and average dollars. And so we gather that for each one of these individual ones, and then we average it across the bottom to get a berry number. So granted, these numbers are gross in the sense that, you know, we're just, you know, adding all berries together. But what it does is it gives us, I think, numbers that are real as long as we're clear about what we're talking about and we're honest about, you know, what are we averaging together to come up with these numbers. So here's an example of gathering the numbers on citrus fruit. So here's the chart for oranges, and if you look at the bottom, you can say in 2015, the yield per acre was 10.72 tons. So then you can go from tons to pounds, and you get 21,440 pounds per acre. Well, then you got to figure out how. That's not what I want to do. Okay. We have to move that to trees. So now we're going to have to figure out How many trees do you plant on an acre? And this is stuff that's all done. That's part of the, you know, you just press in the, put in your numbers and magic. What I'm showing you is the magic that happens behind, right? So that nobody else has to figure this out because Yahweh and I worked on this and we got this. But this is so you know what we did. So then we looked at what are the recommendations on spacing per acre of fruit trees, and that gives us 130 trees per acre. So then we're able to say it's about 165 pounds per tree. And then we can take that to the USD chart that shows us that, you know, fresh citrus is $1.04. So you can do that out, and you come up to a value of $171.52 per citrus tree, per orange tree. And then you compare that to the other citrus fruit, and you come up with an average for citrus. So this is, you know, the magic behind the scenes, to give you an idea of how we're getting where we get. But once we've done that, we've collected that information, then there's a lot of really cool ways for us to look at that and to organize that information to be able to talk about the importance of empowering people to grow their own food. So we can look at it at a national level, and we can do that graphically. This image is based on work that Ellen Bowski did with the 40-gallon challenge. So there's, you know, was a great influence in shaping this program itself. So you can look at it graphically and have those colors show up. We can look at totals up here where we can give you number of gardens broken out by home gardens, community gardens, and school gardens, and dollars per harvest. We can look at it by individual type of produce. We can look at it by, you know, what was Master Gardener's influence? How many of these gardens did they have a part of influencing, and what was supported by other extension programs, and total by extension. So you can look at that, you know, by the type of garden, and you can also look at it by the type. You could blow those out into the type of produce within the garden. So you could look at, you know, fruit bushes in school gardens. So that's at the national level. You can look at the state level and gather all that information at the state level. Here's breaking it out into more detail that allows you just within home gardens, looking at vegetables grown in home gardens. What are all of these numbers? You can do the same thing at the county level. So our thought was, you know, in addition to providing a place to gather that information and then sharing information back, that we would also provide an access to information that we have to help people be more successful. So this, you know, growing food page would have information on how do you grow vegetables. It would have links to how do you preserve vegetables. I think that's one of the bigger challenges that people have. They grow all this stuff, and then what do you do with it? You know, how do you dry it? How do you freeze it? How do you can it? So food preservation, cooking, and then, you know, edible landscaping. So all kinds of things that could be added in there in the information. You know, here's just a quick summary of the data that would show anybody who came to the site, how did you get these numbers, or what's it based on, so we could explain that. And one of the beautiful things that we could do with this is have historical data as well as this. Here's a current snapshot. We can keep information over time and look at how that changes over time. And we have a place to explain the program. We have a place to show who the partners are, frequently asked questions about how you get it, can use the data, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the point is that we would be able to educate consumers, funders, and policymakers about the volume and the value of food that's being grown in the non-commercial arena, specifically in community gardens, school gardens, and home gardens. We'd be collecting data to evaluate the economic impact. We'd be documenting the impact of Master Gardener volunteers and extension in supporting these efforts, and we'd be doing it by having people report their own information instead of assigning the county agent to say, go gather this data for us. And this would be, you know, encouraging everyone to input their own information and providing it in a way that is useful to the inputter to make it as an incentive. So questions or suggestions that you guys have about this project?
Yeah.
Well, and first I have to be upfront. This is how are we going to include them? because this is a tool that we have just gotten approval funding to do the North Carolina part, and I would love to talk with you guys about how we could include it nationally so that it would be a much more valuable tool. But my thought is that we would do that by, you know, promoting it through courses that Master Gardeners are teaching and that they're working on, that we'd have information about it at the nursery, that through social media and other ways. And I think, you know, gardener's vanity is going to be a real asset for us. You know, as people want to, you know, I want to be able to say what's the value of the food that I'm growing and do. So I think that it's going to give people information that they want. It rewards the person who participates. So I think that's what we're relying on. Thanks. Other questions or suggestions? Right. So I think that some of the answer to that question is going to be how much money comes to the table. Because it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to do a framework that works for North Carolina, and if you want to play and you want to say, okay, these are based on North Carolina numbers, and we know that we need to modify that by Y to make it work for Hawaii, that's one thing. It would be entirely possible to have this orchestrated so you could pull the data straight from USDA for those other states. It's just that takes a lot of time. That's not part of my responsibility personally to keep that up every year, so we have to figure out where how to make that happen in order. But it's USDA collects those numbers, so it's totally doable figuring out. But the manpower to create and manage it is an ongoing tool. That's an interesting point. The suggestion is that there's another way to look at this is what's the percentage of the value of what you would have spent if you had gone out to purchase that produce that you saved by growing it yourself. So that would be an additional layer that thank you. But, I think that's an awesome, iteration of what we'd be able to talk about. I'm not sure how it deals with the fact that the cost of growing it in North Carolina and the cost of purchasing it in North Carolina is different than the cost of growing it in West Virginia and doing so. So it would pull them into percents that you could compare those percents, but we would still need to deal with the data. Great suggestions, Julie. Thanks. 1 minute. Any more questions or suggestions? So the question is how would this relate to the work that's being done on university campuses? And I think that they could fit in exactly as a community garden. Like in NC State, we have probably 3 community gardens on campus. They would each be entered separately, and the data information gathered and used in that way.